Ran Lamed Amud Beis Nan Hossam Mokum Shinogu Lassos Malacha B'Tishabav Osin Mokum Shinogu Shalol Lassos Ein Osin. Doing Malacha and Tishabav is totally a minig, and even though it said that everything is Osir Be'evil is Osir and Tishabav, and an Ovel is not allowed to work, but an Ovel is only not allowed to work the first 3 days of Shiva Me'ikar Adin. So an Ovel is not always Osir, so Me'il Avelis is totally in minig. And the minig is not to do malacha on Tisha B'Av till Chatzos, and after Chatzos, okay. And the only malachas that are osir is Shiloh. Why malacha is osir? It's not osir because of Evil, because it's totally in minig. So some say it's osir because it's part of the inui. Not doing malacha is an inui. I don't know, for most people, doing malacha is an inui. But you can't do anything, so it's an inui. And then it would apply to all malachas. And the ikar reason, the Gros says, is they shouldn't be Mesir Das from the Avelis. So it's only malacha that takes time to do. But to light a candle, or to tie something, or even to write something quickly, is not awesome. And the issue is only till Chatzos. The minig is not to do malacha, and only till Chatzos, and Dover HaAved is mutter, just like on Chol HaMoed. U'v'chol makom tamid hachon b'teilim. In every place, the minig is that Talmidei Chacham don't do malacha on Tisha B'Av. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer La'olam Yaseh Kol Adam Atzmo. In this thing, you're allowed to make yourself like a Talmid Chacham. It's not gaiva. Everybody, not to do malacha on Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to be a Talmid Chacham, even if you're not. Tanya Nomi Hachi, Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer La'olam Yaseh Kol Adam Atzmo K'Talmid Chacham K'dei Shiyasane. If the way that you're acting like a Talmid Chacham is something that is oppressive to you, then that's okay, that's not gaiva. If you're acting like a Talmud Chacham and something that gives you benefit, that's not proper thing to do. Tanya Idach, Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Kol Ha'ochel V'Sholse B'Tisha B'Av, Ki'ilu Ochel V'Sholse B'Yom HaKippurim. Person who eats and drinks on Tisha B'Av is like he eats and drinks on Yom Kippur. It doesn't obviously mean the same thing. We have a pshat, I'm not going to go into it now, that the whole purpose of Tisha B'Av is to make Yom Kippur more effective. The whole Seder, how it works out. There's a book coming out in Elul. You can look it up over there. But anyway, how that works out. But in any case, it fits in very nicely with this memra, that if you eat on Tisha B'Av, it's like you ate on Yom Kippur because it makes Yom Kippur less effective. In any case, some say that just like on Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah of Tosefes Yom Kippur. You have to add a little bit from Chol to Kodesh. Tisha B'Av also, you have to stop eating a little bit before Bein HaShemashos, and others hold that Tisha B'Av, since only to Rabbanan, right, you don't have to stop only at Bein HaShemashos itself. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kol Ha'osa Malacha B'Tisha B'Av Ein Roesim B'Brocha La'olam. Person does Malacha on Tisha B'Av, he doesn't see a, even if in the place where the meaning is to do Malacha, but you don't see any simin bracha from the money you generate from that malacha forever. Chachamim omrim kol osa malacha b'tisha b'av ve'enu mesava al Yerushalayim. Person who does malacha and completely is meshiach das from the avelus, eino roe b'simcha asan. So he won't see the simcha of Yerushalayim, sh'nemar, simcha es Yerushalayim v'gilu ba kol o aveho, shisu ito masos kol ha'mesavlo aleho. Who are the people who will rejoice with Yerushalayim? The people who were mesavlo. Mikan Omru Kol Mesavlo Yerushalayim Zoche V'Roe B'Simchasa V'She'eno Mesavlo Yerushalayim Eino Roe B'Simchasa. And always Medayik doesn't say Yizke V'Yira in the future, it says Zoche V'Roe immediately now. Person's Mesavlo understands what's missing, so he understands he's Roe B'Simchasa, he understands what the Simcha would be. That in itself is a Simcha, to understand what's missing and to understand what could be. Tanya Nami Hachi, Kol Ha'ochel Basar V'Sholse Yayin B'Tisha B'Av. Anybody who eats meat or drinks wine on Tisha B'Av, meaning at Suda Matzekes, all of Akasav Omer V'Tihi Avonosam Ha'atzmosam. It's a grave sin that takes effect on the essence of the person. Rashi. Ein Roe Simin Bracha Me'Osam Malacha. Whatever he generates from that malacha, will not he never see a Simin Bracha from it. Kol ha'ochel basar v'sholse yayin b'tisha b'av olav hakosav omer v'ti avonosam atzmosam. the Tisha B'Av Kolomer B'Suda Masipa. Doesn't mean eating and drinking on Tisha B'Av. Means even if you eat meat and drink wine Erev Tisha B'Av at the Suda Masekes. Because Tisha B'Av doesn't make a difference, wine or meat. You're not allowed to eat B'Chlav. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev B'Kfiyas Hamita V'lo Hodu L'Chachomim. Rabbi Yehuda said, just like an Ovel is Chayev and Kfiyas Hamita, so too on Tisha B'Av you have to make Kfiyas Hamita. What they used to do is the following. They used to take their beds. There was two halachas. One halacha was that you have to turn the beds over, even if you're not going to sleep on it. All the beds in the house. And secondly, beds mean couches or whatever. And they were made in such a way that when they were turned over, they were still usable, but they were obviously upside down. We don't have beds like that. Right? Either they're not usable when you turn them upside down, or there's no difference when they're upside down or not. So we're not knowing B'Kliyas Hamita. In addition, because it looks funny amongst the Goyim, and they would come to taunt us or whatever. It looks like a very weird kind of thing to do. There's plenty of weird things that we do. I don't know why this is more weird than other things. But in any case, the minig is not to make Kfiyas Hamita b'zman hazeh. We don't to turn over the beds, and we're allowed to sleep in a regular bed. And the second halacha was that you couldn't sleep in a bed that's not turned over. You had to sleep in it dafka turned over. You don't have to sleep on the ground, but you have to sleep in a turned over bed. And one halacha is halacha in aninus, that an onen does not have to turn over the beds, but he can't sleep in a bed that's not turned over. And an avil not only can't sleep in a bed that's not turned over, he has to turn over all the beds in the house. That's a din in avelus. And the machlokas over here, the Brisker Rav, is a whole long piece over here, whether it's talking about Erev Tisha B'Av, if you have to have Kfiyas Hamita, whether they gave a person a din of an onen Erev Tisha B'Av or a din of an avil on the Erev Tisha B'Av. Right? If he's only an onen has to do most of the dinim of avelus, but not Kfiyas Hamita. And but he's not allowed to sleep on a mita that's not turned over. Tanya Omer Lola of Yehuda, Dvarecha Ubros Omenikos Matei Alehen. What about, according to you, that everybody has to turn over their beds? Like, what about a pregnant and nursing women? Right, they're not going to be. They can't sleep on what's it called, turned over beds. Right, it's very uncomfortable for them. Omer Lohem Afanilo Amati Ela Biyochol. I'm talking about people who can do it. Not people who couldn't, people who can't are exempt from it. Tanya Nami Hochi, Mother of Yehuda L'Chachom B'Sheinu Yochol. The Rabbi Yehuda is Mother to the Chachom, somebody who can't sleep on a turned over bed, doesn't have to turn over his bed on Tisha B'Av. Umodim Chachom Rabbi Yehuda B'Yochol. And the Chachomim agree to Rabbi Yehuda that a Yochol, a person who can do it, should do it. So Mora says, might be now, then what's the argument? If everybody agrees that if you can do it, you have to do it. And everybody agrees if you can't do it, you don't have to do it. So then where's the machlokas? He could be nice, shar mitos. Machlokas is in a bed you're not sleeping on. You have to turn over all the beds. Like we said, there's two halachas. One is you can't sleep on a bed that's not overturned. And the other one is you have to turn over all the beds, even the ones you're not sleeping on. And that even an uber, a what's it called, muberis can do. Kiditanya, kishomru lichbo samita, when they said the halacha of turning over the bed, lo mitosu buvad, not only the bed you sleep in, hukofa, or sit on. El kol amitos kulan hukofa. Even the ones you don't plan to sit on or sleep in, you have to turn them over also. Omar Rava Hilchus Katana Didon, the lo hodu lo chachom koleka. First of all, the halacha is like not Rabbi Yehuda. And the halacha is that they weren't moda bichlal. Even a yachol, even a person who could do it, does not have to sleep on an overturned bed, and he doesn't have to turn over any of the beds in the house. Ubros and Manikos, Shaino Yecholus Lishan al Gabi Karka. Ubros and Minekis can't sleep on the ground. It's very uncomfortable for them. So they can't sleep on an overturned bed either. B'yachol Shef Shalosh. He said, I only meant it to people who can do it. But people who can't do it don't have to do it. My B'nayok, even the Zem Modelo B'yachol, the Zem Modelo B'Sheino Yachol. If everybody agrees when you can, everybody agrees when you can, where's the machlokes? Sharmito, Shibabayas. Sheino Shochibayas. Other couches or beds that you're not going to sleep in. Rabbi Yehuda the Mechayiv Masisim B'Kfiyas Hamita K'Mechayiv Nomi B'Yochol B'Shar Mitos. Right? The Rabbi Yehuda's Mechayiv holds that you have to overturn all the beds, even what's it called, the ones that you're not sleeping in. Rabbanan Savri Mitos O'Kofa V'Lo Shar Mitos. And the Rabbanan hold that even a person who can only has to turn over the bed he's sleeping in, not other beds. Omar of Shim ben Gamliel, Lohoy Yom Yitom Lishok, Hamishos, Bavak Yom Kippurim, Bishlam Yom Kippurim, Mishum Disbeslich, Mechila Yom Shinit Nubaluk Sachronos. I understand Yom Kippur is a yontif, and it's a bigger yontif than other times, because there's two things. One is it's Yom Slicho Mechila, that's enough to make it a yontif in itself. And it's also the day when it's Matan Torah. The Lucho Shnios were given on Yom Kippur. Ela Tuba Av Maihi. Right, what's special about Tuba Av? Both that it's a yontif to begin with, and that it's bigger. Lohoy Yom Tov Yisrael, Kechamishoser Baha. Omer of Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Yom Shehutru Shvotim Lovel Zebezeh. Right? It's a day that they permitted intermarriage between the Shvatim that was usher in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? Beno Slavcha could only marry somebody from their own Shevet, in order that the Nachla shouldn't go to a different Shevet. Their husband shouldn't inherit their Nachla, and their husband's a different Shevet. The Nachla will go from their Shevet to the Shevet of the women who inherited it to another Shevet. That was only usher in the door of Moshe Rabbeinu. It was mutter at the next door. My Dorish, how do they know that? Zeha Dovra Shetziva Hashem with no Slavchot. Dovra Zelo Yanoi Gela Bedor Zeh. Zeha Dovra Shetziva Dafkel with no Slavchot, and their generation, not the generation after that. And the Farshim say, that drasha they discovered on Tu B'Av. And therefore, what's it called, that became the Yontif. Omer of Yosef Omer Nachman, Yom Shehuter Shevet Bin Yomin Lava B'Kal. Right, it was the day that Shevet Bin Yamin was permitted to get people were allowed to marry people from Shevet Bin Yamin. Right? After Pilegish Begiva, they made a nether not to marry anybody from Shevet Bin Yamin. Right, and that nether only applied to the people who were alive at the time, but not to their children. Shenamar v'ish Yisrael nishba b'mitzvah lemor. Ish mimenu lo yitein bito le binyamin le isha. No one will give their daughters over to binyamin for a wife. From Shevet binyamin. My darush. So why did they make darush that at the next generation they were allowed? Mimenu velo mibonenu. Dafka us and not our children. Mashma that if you can make a nether, that should be chal on your children. Right? The tzibur can make a nether and should be applied to the next generation too. But here they exempted the next generation. Rashi, let's see Rashi till here. Shenitnu baluchos achronos, on Yom Kippur, the luchos achronos were given. Shabiyud zayin b'tamuz yored Moshe min ahar. Moshe Rabbeinu came down on the 17th of Tammuz, chilo v'shibras haluchos, and he broke the luchos on shivasa b'tamuz. Shabiyud ches tochen as ha'egel, on the next day he ground up the egel, v'donis haposhim, and he judged the people who sinned by the egel azov. The Ola Lamar, and he went up on the 18th. Nishtoya Shem Shmonim Yom. He was there 80 days. The middle 40 days, and then from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Yom Kippur. Arboim Yom Omad B'Tfila. D'chsiv Eshnapal Lefnei Hashem Arboim Yom V'Arboim Laila. 40 days, the middle 40 days. He davened the Klai so shouldn't be destroyed. The Arboim Yom Omad K'Berishona. And then another 40 days to get the second Luchos. Choshub Miyud Zayin B'Tamuz Ad Yom HaKippurim. V'Havilu Shmonim Yom. Right, if you count from the 17th of Tammuz till Yom Kippur, you get 80 days. Shnei Masrei Shnishtayar Mitammuz, 12 days that are left from Tammuz, Dehu Chasher, because Tammuz is a month that only has 29 days, so 17 and 12 is 29. Ushloshim Da'av, Av is a month that has 30 days, so that's 42. The Tish of the Esrin De'elul, and 29 days of Elul, Harei Echad D'Shivim, that's 71. The Tisha, the Tishrei, 9 days of Tishrei, and the next day is what's it called, is Yom Kippur, Harishmonim Yom, the Leil Tzom Hishlim Keneged Leil Shel Yom Zayin, and the night of Yom Kippur completes the 80 days, because the night of Shivasa B'Tamuz wasn't counted. So you have the day of Shivasa B'Tamuz and the night of Yom Kippur make a full 80 days. The Lohavi B'Chushbenei, the Hanofik Lekvar B'Shoa Sha'ola, Hashta Havilu Peishleim. Now there's 80 full days. Laila v'Yom. Boker Yom Kippur Yored. He came down on the morning of Yom Kippur. Shu Asara B'Tishrei, which is the 10th of Tishrei. But also Yom Nikba Yom Kippur. And that's why Yom Kippur was made on Yom Kippur. It's a day of Slicha Mechila. והודיע שמוכל וניחם על הרוע אשר גיבר לעשות לימו, דרבון השלום was מוכל them, and he reneged on the fact that he was going to destroy them, ועל כן נקבת שום כיפר בעשור בתשרי, כך שמעתי. That's why Yom Kippur was set on the 10th day of Tishrei, even though Yom Kippur has reasons to be Yom Kippur from Brias HaOlam, but it was made significant for us, the fact that the Mechila for Chet HaEgel was that day. Shehut u'shvatim lovel zebezeh, terachmon ha'omer v'chol bas yoreshes nachlo, uksiv lo sisov nachlo mimata l'mata, acher, ki ish b'nachlo so yidbeku b'nei Yisrael, v'yomdu v'tiru dover zeh v'chamish osa ba'av. This was mutter, and it was a tzar for women only have to marry their own shevet. Well, this way it limited their choices. So it was a yontif when they were able to marry, and that's why the women went out on Tu B'Av and made shiduchim, because part of the reason the yontif was they were able to get married to whoever they wanted to. Ze hadavar asher tziva Hashem levno slavkot, ze miutu. Ze is a miut, ze hadavar. Kolombo lo yeh dover ze noe gele bedor ze. This halacha only applies to this generation. The door shall be no slavchad. The next door didn't apply. And again, that drasha, according to some, they made on Tu B'Av. Lava b'kal, lisa noshim. That the fee should nishbu Yisrael mili noshi lohem. Right? Klal Yisrael made a nether. The other shvat that made a nether, they would not marry women from Binyamin. K'dechsi b'shofti. Mimenu miutu. K'dechsi ish mimenu lo yitein bito. From us, but not from our children, the Binyamin. Logozru elamehem, avo mibnehem logozru. They weren't gozru on the next generation. Okay. Rabba Babar Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Yom Shekolu bo meisei midbar. Rabba Babar Chanan says in Rabbi Yochanan, another reason why it's a yontif is because the day that they stopped dying in the midbar. The Omar Mar actually called Mesi Midbar Lohoya Dibur in Moshe. What was that? The Yontif? The Mesi stopped dying. What was the whoever died died, and whoever was supposed to die died. So what was the Yontif? So because until all the people died who had to die, the Rabban Shalom did not speak to Moshe Rabbeinu in an endearing way. Shneemra veHika Shetamu Kol Anshei Mulchama Lamus VaYedaber Hashem Elai. Then the Dibur came back in the same endearing way it had been before. Even though the Rabban Shimon spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu throughout the 40 years, but not the same endearing way that he did before the Chet HaMeraglim. Rashi, Shekolu Meisei Midbar, Titania, Kol Arboim Shana Shayu B'Midbar, B'Chol Erev Tisha B'Av HaYakuz Yotze, V'Omer Tzu Lachbar. Right, every Erev Tisha B'Av. Rashi learns that they only died on Tisha B'Av. No one died in the Midbar except on Tisha B'Av. And every year they would get into their graves, not knowing who is going to die that year. And this way nobody would have to dig graves for thousands of people. Right? Everybody would dig their own grave, the Yoshinbo. And he would get into it and sleep that night. Shemayomus called him Shiachbor. Because maybe he would die before he had a chance to dig the grave. And then they would have to dig graves for thousands of people who were going to die that year. Well, the Machara Kruz Yotze. The next day they would make an announcement and everybody was alive, right? The Kori Yibod Luchayim and Amesim. Whoever's alive, get out of the grave. The Chol Shehaya Bo Nefesh Chayim Haya Omid. Anybody who was still alive, got up. The Yotze. The Chol Shona, right, Hayu Osim Kane. Every year they did this. Ubishnasar Boim Shona in the 40th year also, they did the same thing. Well, the Machor Amdu Kulan, everybody came out of the grave. Chayim. Kivin Shiro Kach Tomu. When they saw that, they were concerned. So some say that what happened was that the people who were supposed to die that year didn't die. A special dispensation for that last group of people didn't die that year. Others hold that nobody was left to die. They had all died till that point and didn't realize some people thought that they were part of the Gzeira, but really it wasn't part of the Gzeira or whatever. But almost they said, Shema Ta'inu B'cheshbon HaChodesh, maybe it's not Tisha B'Av. Maybe we made a mistake in the month. Chazru v'shochlu v'kivreyim, b'leilos ad leil chamishasa. They went back into the kvarim till the 15th day. Once it was a full moon, they knew they didn't make a mistake anymore. So you see over here, you can make a mistake in the month, up to 6 days. Right? Somebody asked the question before. Here you see, they were afraid of the mistake. Once it was a full moon, they knew they didn't make a mistake. The kivin shirosh nismala halavana, and once they saw that the moon was full, then the Tesvav,
below Mesech or Mehem Yadu Shechesh Ben Chodesh Mechuvin. Then they knew that it had at least was Tisha B'Av. It had to be, it was written 15. Kvar Mem Shana Shal Gzeira Nishlamu. The 40 years of the Gzeira is over. Kavu also Adorla, also Hayom Yantif. They made that day a Yantif. B'chor, they should have made the Yantif on Tisha B'Av, because they really stopped dying on Tisha B'Av, except they didn't know about it. So you see from here that the Ikra is when you know about it, not when it happens. Right? Knowing about it makes it the Yantif, not right, when it was clear to them, that's when they had that Karas HaTov, not when it actually happened.
Also, if they could not so many days, so could they miss Tisha B'Av that year, and they lay down on Yud B'Av, and that's when no one died that year, because they missed a date.
No, it wouldn't have been. If they didn't go into the graves, they wouldn't have died. They would have died without the grave. The grave wasn't to make them die. It was to make it easier to be there.
People have to dig this out of the grave. What does it mean to make mistakes? They were Kovei Arosot.
What?
They were Kovei Arosot. How do we begin? What does it mean to make mistakes?
Yeah, no, so it could be, they, what's it called, that they made, you have a din of Rosh Chodesh either on the 29th or the 30th. But you can't make Rosh Chodesh a different day. Maybe they made it the wrong day, 2 days early or 2 days later. Then it wouldn't be chal, even in the nation. It's only chal, right, so maybe they made a mistake, right, that was not that it would be make Rosh Chodesh, whatever. They made a mistake the month before, whatever, and they declared Rosh Chodesh 2 days early or 2 days late, whatever. Okay. Tosus learns that they didn't only die on Tisha B'Av, but most people died Tisha B'Av. But the people died in the Midbar throughout the year. But most of the people died on Tisha B'Av. Ula Omar, so Ula says Yom Shebitl Hoshea Ben Eila Prusdayu Shehoshiv Yerov Mevan Adrachim. Another reason that Tuba Av, and many hold that they all agree to all these reasons, and the main reason was, we'll see, that Haruge Beitar were buried on that day. But the reason it's an extra Yontif, well, Hayu Yom Tovim Yisrael Kichamishasav Av, why is it special? That you need a second reason. So everybody is arguing or saying what the second reason was. So another reason is Hoshea ben Ela was mevatel the sentries that Yerovim ben Nevat put on the drachim to keep people away from Yerushalayim. Shelo yalu Yisrael l'regel. So Omar le'ezah shirtzu yalu. And then they said, wherever you want to go. You want to go to the Egel, and go to the Egel and Don and Be'er Sheva. You want to go to Yerushalayim, go to Yerushalayim. No Rashi. The Omar Amar Lefichas Yontifu Lohaya Hadibur in Moshe B'Yichud V'Chiba. And Moshe Rabbeinu he was spoken to, but not with the same endearment. D'Chsiv Aydabra Hashem Eilai Lemor Eilai Nishyachad Hadibur. Right, it's endearing. V'Yafagav D'Mikne Hachik Siv Ekroi B'Hu V'Yidaber Yikadiyamri Lohaya Pe'al Pe' Ela B'Chizoy Eilai Gimru. Rashi says that's not true. Which is mashrum here that the Rabban Shom didn't appear to Moshe Rabbeinu in the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu till now. So that's not true. He appeared to him peh al peh, but not the same endearing way. There was some difference in the way that he spoke to him in during the 40 years and after the Gzeirah was finished. Okay. Rav Masna Omer, Yom Shenitnu Haruge Beitar Lekvura. Rav Masna says that the reason Tu B'Av is a Yontif is because the day that they were able to bury Haruge Beitar. Right? The Haruge Beitar were killed on Tisha B'Av and years before that, and they left their bodies exposed to the elements, and I saw somewhere it was 3 years later they finally were able to get to the bodies and bury them, and they found that the bodies had not decomposed. Omer of Masna, also Yom Shenitnu Haruge Beitar L'Kvura, Tiknu B'Yavna Tov HaMetiv, HaTov Shlo Esrichu V'HaMetiv Shenitnu L'Kvura. They were masakin the bracha, the fourth bracha in benching, Hatova native, that they made that bracha, and also they made the bracha when you drink wine and you have a better wine, you also make Hatova native. Some say the reason is because the blood that was of Haruge Beitar, it says that they used it for fertilizer, the goyim, for their kromim. So therefore, what has to do with wine, so they make the bracha by wine. Also, when you drink wine, you should remember Zechoras Yom HaMisa. Same thing with eating. But if they've made this bracha, you should remember. Another reason is that the first three brachas of benching have to do with the normal godless of a person, preservation of a person, and of what's it called, Klal Yisrael. Birchas Ha'aretz, Birchas, what's it called, Binyan Yerushalayim. And this shows that even after everything's destroyed, there's still hope.
That's the bracha of Hatov HaMeitiv, and that's why it's a Yontif. Yom Kippur shows that even after you sin, there's still hope, and that's Tov. Tov means something that has a continuation. And Tu B'Av shows that even after Churban, physical Churban, there's hope. Rabba Ravi, okay, the next thing we'll say for the Siyum. Rashi La'ezah She'yirtze Yalu Hoshea Ben Eila Rasha Hayah. He was a Rasha. Dechsiv Vayas HaRabbein Yashem. Rak Lo Kemalcha Yisrael V'hainu Tukohama Rak She'biklas HaPuzdaos V'yomer La'ezah She'yirtze Yalu. He wasn't a big tzaddik that he made everybody go to Yerushalayim and destroyed the Agolim in Dan and Beersheva that Yerovam ben Nevat put up. But he wasn't as bad a Rasha as Yerovam, and he gave people the choice. Haruge Beitar, Beterek HaNizokin, Haruge Beitar discussed in Gittin, and that's what's called another reason why it's a Yom Tov. Okay.